It's a season of graduations with endings and beginnings. Georgetown this past weekend has been ending the life of these students who have spent 4 years and longer at Georgetown. Shortly, our eighth graders who spent a half dozen or more years here at Holy Trinity will be graduating. All around the academic world, people are graduating, leaving and beginning. Notice the word commencement. It's an ending, but it's a beginning. Similarly, today's readings speak of endings and beginnings, a commencement. Did you notice there was a commencement going on in the gospel where Jesus is preparing his disciples to begin? And notice what happened in the Acts of the Apostles. Let us hear it again. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip. Notice Samaria. Jesus went through Samaria and they didn't listen to him. Jesus talked about the Samaritan woman and the Good Samaritan as the outliers of the Jewish faith. But what happened? Philip was able to do something that Jesus of Nazareth wasn't. What's going on here? Do you get a sense of this unique combination of what happens in the Acts of the Apostles and what happens in the Gospel? Let me explain further. There was great joy in the city. They sent the Holy Spirit. They sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Not only did Philip, but Peter and John sort of had graduated. They graduated from being just simply followers of Jesus, but now they really are disciples. They have graduated and have commenced the church. What's the difference? The difference was the sending of the Holy Spirit after Jesus died and rose. In 2 weeks, we will celebrate the Pentecost, the sending of the Holy Spirit that commenced the proclamation of the good news. But notice, too, how Jesus sets it up in the passage from the Gospel. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you an advocate to be with you always. Parishioners of Holy Trinity Parish, this is the statement of our identity, our Christian identity as participating in the Holy Trinity. Listen again. I, namely Jesus, will ask the Father, to send the Holy Spirit. It's all right there. Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. The Church, in its history, in reflecting on this over the centuries, particularly in the early councils, called this the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Do you have that sense of what the Church is combining here on this sixth Sunday of Easter? Getting us ready to really experience what difference does it make in our lives? The ways in which we are called to believe in a God who's saying, I could not do this alone. Jesus of Nazareth went into Samaria and they didn't listen to him. But his disciples, after they received the Holy Spirit, after they had graduated and really commenced the spreading of the good news, were able to make an impact, not just in Samaria. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and literally, they went all over the world proclaiming, baptizing, giving people hope, as we heard in this second reading. The way in which we are called to hope, we are called to hope through the Holy Spirit that was given to the apostles, passed down from generation to generation. And how do we witness it? Yes, we witness it here in our own parish. Let me give you a few examples. Last Saturday, as you'll read in today's parish bulletin, The parish had its annual Power of One. More than 200 parishioners went all over the city in 20 locations to witness, to serve. You'll notice that even Father Gillespie was learning how to make a rosary with children. I've said many a rosary, but this was the first time I learned to say, make one rosary. But we did it together. We did it for the children in Haiti and different parts of the city. This Sunday, and the past several Sundays and a few other Sundays coming up, some 135 children will receive their first Holy Communion, a way of sending the Spirit, a way of graduating further into their faith. And in 2 weeks, Pentecost Sunday and the following Sunday, some 125 of our young adolescents will receive confirmation. Again, the sending forth of the Spirit. This is the way the church not only commences, but continues. This is the way the church is not only graduates its citizens and students, but gradually forms new apostles. The challenge, my brothers and sisters, is for us not so much to commence, but to continue. Continue the work of the Spirit within us and among us, first received in our baptisms, then our first Holy Communions, then our confirmation, and again and again and again when we come here to hear word, to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, we are continuing to be called to be apostles. Where are the Samarias of our lives? Where are we called in relationship to give people hope in a very troubled and chaotic world? To have that sense of the Holy Spirit calling us. You know, in the next month, a number of us will be pilgrims in different parts of the world. Some of our parishioners are going to northern Spain. Some are walking the El Camino in Spain. Some of us are going to Lourdes or Fatima. Or a bunch of us, Jeannie included, we're going to the Holy Land. That is a way of witnessing, but we don't need to go abroad. We can literally just cross the street or go and listen to our neighbor or to the sick or to those who need hope and give them what each of us have had the privilege of receiving, the Holy Spirit, and like Philip and Peter and John, go forth into the Samarias of our lives and proclaiming the good news, give people hope for the joy of the risen Christ. As a family of faith, as parishioners of Holy Trinity Parish, let us turn to the ancient creed, the Apostles' Creed, that can be found in the hymnal at number 175. The Trinitarian words that begin, I believe in God, the Father.